Hello, it's 6:06 GMT. Welcome to Weekend from the BBC World Service. I'm Paul Henley. Coming up in the programme, haiku enthusiasts pay tribute to the planet Mars.
It's funny. They named Mars after the god of war. Have a look at Earth.
Distant red planet, the dreams of Earth beings flow. We will someday roam.
More on those tiny verses a bit later on. Thank you, that was Colm Harrison. Now, the red planet has always fascinated human beings, prompting books and films and music, from Holst's tribute as part of The Planets to Ray Bradbury's Martian Chronicles to H.G. Wells's War of the Worlds. Now, haiku enthusiasts worldwide have had a chance to pay their tribute. If you're not familiar with the word haiku, all will be explained. A DVD of 1,000 of them, written in response to a competition set by the University of Colorado in the US, will be taken on a NASA mission to Mars, which launches on Monday. Here's a selection of the poetry winners.
It's funny. They named Mars after the god of war. Have a look at Earth.
36 million miles of whispering welcome. Mars, you called us home.
Stars in the blue sky cheerfully observe the Earth while we long for them.
Distant red planet, the dreams of Earth beings flow. We will someday roam.
Mars, your secret is unknown for humanity. We want to know you.
To the music of Holst, those were some prize-winning haiku. Now, while our fascination with space in general and Mars in particular has long been mulled over, what is the obsession with haiku? It's a short Japanese poetic form in a rigidly demarcated 17-syllable form, and it's never been more popular internationally. We've been asking why. I spoke to Tracy Koretsky in the US, who's an author and poet and an authority on haiku.
It is an extremely challenging kind of poetry once you discover that it is more than a simple three-line syllable count. It's extremely portable. It's something that you can do on your commute home while you're washing dishes. It's a micro kind of poetry. So you get the opportunity to engage with poetry making at a very sophisticated level on a daily basis.
What are the traditional themes of the haiku, Tracy? Presumably not other planets in the universe.
No, that is breaking some new ground. The traditional themes really have to do with the seasons. Seasons changing. The point of using seasonal references is to sort of create a metaphor for the lifetime of our own lifetimes.
It's all about language, though, isn't it? And obviously, you believe the haiku translates very well. Can you imagine it, English language haikus translating to extraterrestrial languages in the future? I mean, what about leaving them on Mars?
I think that if I were a Martian creature and I slapped that disc into my player, I would feel extremely warmly embraced and welcomed, and I think that makes them very successful pieces of writing.
Are you surprised by how popular haiku in general have become?
Oh, absolutely not. All it takes is a little inculcation into how they actually are made, and people get hooked. I think, again, they get hooked because there is so much opportunity to make many of these poems, to share these poems with a large global community of every kind of artist. People drawn to haiku are visual artists, musicians, long and short form writers. It's a very addictive creative pursuit.
Tracy Koretsky there on haiku.